brought to you by Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb with locations in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, and Sandusky. Experience superior coverage, fast data, and crystal clear call quality throughout the thumb and beyond with Thumb Cellular. Michigan officials are reassuring families that children will continue to receive vaccines at no cost through most health insurance plans. Even after recent updates to the federal childhood immunization schedule, the Michigan Department of Insurance and Financial Services, or DIFS, and the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services, or MDHHS, emphasize that coverage for recommended childhood vaccines remain unchanged. State leaders stressed that vaccine access should not be limited by cost and reaffirmed the importance of immunizations in preventing serious illnesses. While the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services has updated guidance, all vaccines included on the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention schedule are still required to be covered without out-of-pocket expenses by private insurers and public programs such as Medicaid. Michigan's chief medical executive has advised healthcare providers and families to continue following immunization schedules developed by the American Academy of Pediatrics and the American Academy of Family Physicians. State health officials noted that the scientific evidence supporting childhood vaccinations has not changed, and families should expect continued access to the full range of recommended vaccines. Consumers with questions about vaccine coverage are encouraged to contact their insurance providers or reach out to DIFS for assistance. And Michigan will be using automated speed cameras in highway construction areas later this year, implementing legislation that enacted in 2024. State officials anticipate the system will be operational by late summer or early fall of 2026. The camera program targets work zones on state highways where construction projects extend beyond 1 mile and last longer than 1 week. Motorists will receive advance notice through signage posted 1 mile before monitored areas, and the state plans to launch a public website showing camera locations. Violators will receive citations and by mail. The penalty structure includes a warning for the first-time offenders, with fines escalating to $150 for a second violation and $300 for a third within a 3-year period. Crucially, these citations won't add points to driving records or appear on Secretary of State violations. Lance from the Michigan Infrastructure and Transportation Association noted that similar programs in other states have proven highly effective. With most seeing approximately 80% fewer speeders and Maryland achieving a 90% reduction. Michigan becomes the 23rd state to adopt this traffic safety measure aimed at protecting construction workers and reducing speeds in active work zones. When we come back after this Thumb Cellular sponsor message, we'll get to more local news.
You asked, and we listened. The Google Pixel 10 and 9A have officially arrived at Thumb Cellular. You can now get both in sleek obsidian black at incredible Thumb Cellular low prices. For those who love Android phones, the Pixel is for you. It features the purest form of Android OS and comes with 7 years of free updates, so your phone stays fast, secure, and feeling fresh for years to come. With the power of Google's Tensor chip and built-in Gemini AI, it's designed to help you do more, smarter, and faster. And if the Pixel isn't what you're looking for, don't worry. Thumb Cellular has something for everyone, including a free phone with an upgrade or a new activation. Terms and conditions apply. Stop by your local Thumb Cellular office in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, or Sandusky for full details. Or check out all the current offers at thumbcellular.com/deals. Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb since 1991.
Can't wait to communicate.
And we're back in a Thumb Broadcasting newsroom. My name is John Curdy. Looking at more local news, a Saginaw County judge has sentenced Douglas Gingler, 53, to a prison term of 4 to 20 years for a 2023 hit-and-run crash that killed a local pedestrian. Prosecutors said Gengler was driving a work van on East Genesee Avenue near Burt Street in December of 2023 when he struck 55-year-old Edward Nicholas and left the scene. The collision, captured on the vehicle's dash camera, led to Nicholas's death from his injuries. Investigators identified Gengler as the driver 5 months later, leading to his arrest in May of 2024. He later entered a no-contest plea to failing to stop at a crash involving death. A related civil case against Gengler and the vehicle's owner has resolved through an undisclosed out-of-court settlement. For the complete news stories, weather, obituaries, school closings, cancellations, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Thumb Cellular, the talk of the Thumb with locations in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, and Sandusky. Experience superior coverage, fast data, and crystal clear call quality throughout the Thumb and beyond with Thumb Cellular.